Good morning, America and ships at sea. Welcome to Thursday, June the 19th, 2025. This is The Boss Big Show on 107.1, 99.7 FM on The Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Joe Nolan. Hunter Farman in for Valerie today. She's off for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Kermit the Wonder Frog is here in our Eastern Nick. Be a busy guy with some wild weather going on. What do they say? Red sky in the morning. Sailors be warned. Speaking of the ships at sea. And I saw that pink sky this morning. Although it really depends where you are if there's any bad rain expected later.
Right, right.
Widely scattered. But if you do get it, it's supposed to be pretty heavy duty for a short time. So one of those kind of days. Also a hot, humid, Rochelle calls it spicy morning.
Spicy.
Like this.
Spicy.
There's also, Joey, I don't know if it's funny. You check out the interference on the radio this morning. You turn it on. Every station has got interference coming in, so you might have trouble picking us up here and there. So I might put it on the Bluetooth. But on the other hand, we'll probably get a call from, I don't know, Buffalo. The signal travels weird places when you get a humid morning.
Yeah, weird places.
But it's, you know, the sun's starting to come up and all of that, so it'll probably be a little less wild than when we're driving in first thing in the morning, but I was getting a station from Connecticut coming in. I got another one from Delaware just flipping around. It's fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that sort of thing. They call it DXing. It's kind of fun to try and pick up faraway signals. There are people that there's like online blogs where this is their whole thing, where they try and pick up faraway signals.
Yeah,
and
but those people have the lives.
Yeah.
Nerd alert. That's okay. No, that is fun. If you're into that kind of thing, it's fun. What I am always concerned about driving in this weather is I never know if I'm supposed to have the air conditioner on or the heat on because I can never see out my windows because they're fogging. So I'm switching back and forth. And I've got my wipers on, and I don't know which one to use.
Now, of course, our pool is not open in our community.
Of course not.
7 days a week until Saturday. Saturday is the first official full day of summer on the calendar. But I was driving by this morning, driving out of our place on a little street that goes to our subdivision there. There was smoke rising off of the pool.
It's crazy.
That's weird to look at, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looking for the creature from the Black Lagoon to come out of the pool this morning. That's a little, and there's the over the cloud, over the trees rather, you know, so it looks like that Twilight movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird morning with this kind of weather. Joe, how's it moving going? You got all the boxes packed? You ready to go? This is it. This week is it, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I got all my clothes. I threw all my Devils jerseys and Jets stuff, and it's amazing to me. And then Rutgers, too. They changed. They were Nike, they were Adidas. Now they're going back to Nike.
Mm.
So I can't wear all the old Adidas stuff. I can only wear the Nike stuff. So now I got to get a whole bunch of new.
What?
What?
It's a pain in the butt.
Oh. It just disappeared there for a second. I thought we lost you. I thought the creature from the Black Lagoon got you there for a second.
Moving is always the best time to clean out all of your stuff. You never realize how much stuff you have until you're moving. We
started a new thing where we try and throw things away as we go. So the next time we inevitably have to move, that there's not as much. So Rochelle has a rule. If I don't wear it for a year, she throws it away. And it's probably smart, you know?
Yeah. I found I had a Tampa Bay Tom Brady jersey.
Oh, wow.
I had a jersey from a kid that used to play high school football with Connor. I had from the Detroit Lions. I had his. I just threw that out. I didn't need that anymore. You know, I need all these. There's a bunch of these things that crazy stuff.
Would you say there's pressure from Marianne to get rid of more stuff than you want to?
No, I'm pressuring her to get rid of stuff. Mm,
there's always one in every relationship. I think that's how you got to balance each other out that.
I mean, if it were up to me, we'd throw all this crap out. All of it.
That's how I am. I just get rid of it.
No, that's how
you
are.
That comes from with me. You know what? Honest to God, that comes from the old nuns. I remember in the summertime, my mother taught in the school too, right? So she'd be there getting her room ready like in August, right? And the nuns would be cleaning out their rooms and they would have me help, right? Because I would have to go in and I'd be helping and they'd say, pitch it, just pitch it,
mm-hmm,
pitch it.
Mm-hmm.
And all these Boston nuns, right? Pitch it. And it was, that's what I do. That's what I say to her all the time. Just pitch it. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it all. But
those are the old nuns, not the young nuns. There's only the old nuns. Yeah, the old nuns. Is this why you hate Boston? Because they all come down from... They all moved down here from Boston, so that's why you're frightened of Boston people?
You know, it is funny, though. We all of us, all the people that were in that first grade class, Sister Joseph McKella was the teacher, and she had a really big Boston accent. And all of us, the Hail Mary, and I'm sorry, the Our Father, we all of us, until we got a little older, was Our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah, the Mark Wahlberg delivery on your little prayers
that's
at night,
awesome.
Sure. See, this is where it all starts. This is where his dislike of Boston comes from.
Whacking him with the ruler.
That's great.
First grade. No, she didn't do that. You know what she had? She had a black thick, those big, wide Crayola crayons, the black ones. And she'd walk up and down the aisle, and if you were doing something wrong, she'd put a black X on your paper, and you had to bring it home and get it signed by your father. Not even your mother. You had to get your father to sign it when you brought it home.
And, well, that's crap.
She had 61 kids in her class.
That's what the old nuns do. Not the young nuns. They're a little nicer. The old nuns, though. Watch out, baby. Watch out.
Man, I tell you what. If you didn't, and if you didn't get it signed, you sat in the coat closet, right?
Can you imagine today? She'd be, sister would be in jail. Sister Joe would be in jail for locking a kid up in a closet.
Absolutely.
By the way, Rochelle does not like to, Rochelle likes to throw my stuff away. She doesn't like to throw everybody's stuff.
No.
You like to throw my stuff away.
That's not true.
You've got a whole closet full of stuff you've never worn. You've got stuff with tags on it. You've got drawers that have never been opened in our house. It's my stuff that
it's just not true.
You tell me to throw
away. That's what you notice. That's not true. I have bags that I throw away all the time of my stuff.
Not that I fit any of my old stuff because I'm so plump these days.
There are clothes here from, one of her sons hasn't been here in about 3 years, and he had a whole closet full of clothes.
Get it out.
We're keeping that for some reason. I don't know why.
Robbie has like 8,000 radio station t-shirts that you don't need 12 Z100 shirts that are all the same. You don't need all of those.
No, you don't need all of them.
Let's take one and we'll get rid of the rest. You don't need all of those.
You think you can sell it, you can get rid of it. That's my
well,
rule.
Well, you're always like, let's try to get some money from it. Nobody wants your yellow stained t-shirt it's got mothball holes in it.
It's a collector. I'm a famous person. It's a collector's
item. Nobody wants
that. People want my sweat. You know what I mean?
We could sell that on eBay. No, we can't. Nobody wants that. Salvation Army turned it away. Like, nobody wants it.
Scott doesn't even want it.
No, he's...
No.
He doesn't return my calls. Going to be a busy one. The Wide World of Rotating Thursday Entertainment. Good news, Shea or a Bear is back.
Yes.
See, this is why Joe likes Shea or a Bear. It reminds him of Sister Josephina from years ago, apparently. Your chance to win a 4-pack of passes into Breakwater Beach for a listener appreciation party coming up next week, June the 24th. Another chance to win a 4-pack on your He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50 this morning, our favorite answer will win a 4-pack of passes. We get tickets to see the Counting Crows rock in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. 4th of July weekend, July the 5th. We'll do that with some radio super match this morning. That'll happen about 7:10, 7:15 or so. Fast Five, birthdays. We'll do Mom Confessions, 7:20, 9:20. So we got a busy one. Let's roll. The CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities, putting on events, doing good all across the great Garden State and beyond. And we do our best to share them here each and every morning. About 6:20, 8:35 or so. If you have one, let us know in the Text Connect, the Facebook page, or right there at 1071theboss.com. You'll get a complete list of events anytime.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryo body sculpting event is going on June 19th. That's today through June 22nd. You could lose 1 to 3 inches per session of pricing of $99 per session. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Boss Roadies be out with Rochelle today. You got a big event. Yes. Starts at noontime. You ready to go?
I'm really excited. If you don't know what this cryo body sculpting is, it's basically a machine that uses cold to melt and freeze your fat cells. So that's why you can lose those 1 to 3 inches. It's perfect right before summer. Feel better in your bathing suit. I'm excited we'll be there noon to two today.
A lot of people have this day off.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great day. You know what? It's a great day to go and do that right before the start of the summer season.
Sure.
We'll have lots of giveaways and stuff too. And then they have a ton of other things there. So if that's maybe not what you're looking for, just come in and ask questions and see what works best for you.
Come ask Rochelle. She knows all about it. You've been working with them a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe take a lunch break.
We love Al and the team there. They're great.
Noontime, starting right at 2 o'clock. Boss Roadies be there with her. You can spin to win. Then I'll be out tomorrow night. We're doing a little after work party. We're starting early, though. 3 o'clock at the Claflin House on the grounds of Lakewood Country Club. We were out there a couple of weeks ago. It was great. So I'm really excited they've invited us back. They do music in the Tiki Bar. Go in and have dinner. They got the downstairs club. That's tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. Boss Roadies and I see out there. The RWJ Barnabas Health Field of Dreams Summer Barbecue is going on tomorrow from 5:30 to 8. Field of Dreams in Toms River. Enjoy barbecue, BBQ, games, activities, family wiffle ball games, and more. Ooh. Relax and enjoy the great outdoors at RWJBHFieldofDreams.com. The Lavalette Business Association kickoff to summer run is Saturday morning starting at 9 in the Bayfront on Philadelphia Avenue right in the parking lot. So lace up, bring the energy, run into summer, enjoy Lavalette.com. To sign up and then go stuff your head at the claw afterwards.
There you go.
Have a little clam chowder for lunch.
Perfect.
The New Jersey Pizza Festival is going on Saturday, Monmouth Park Racetrack. Shout out to our friend Brian, everybody at Monmouth Park. Noon to 6 all day. I think the Boss Roadies are out there for part of the day, too.
Oh, that's fun.
Delicious food, live entertainment, horse racing, and course activities for the whole family to enjoy. MonmouthPark.com/events for the details. I've been on Brian to re-record that video that comes up on the screen where they've got us demonstrating the... T-shirt cannon. He's like, I've dropped about 10 pounds since the video, Brian. Do it again. He's like, oh, we don't have the budget for that. It looks fine. I'm like, I don't look fine, but that's a me problem.
It was a lot of work to go out there and go on the racetrack. I had a little bit of an allergic reaction while we were doing that.
I think being in the Wild West, she's got tumbleweed blowing in her ears.
Yeah.
That's a me problem. Thank you, Brian, everybody at Monmouth Park. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. Again, if you've got one, get us on the text, connect to Facebook page, 1071theboss.com.
Every time this year we drink and blow up things, you know we're living the American dream. Yeah, we celebrate with barbecue and explosions in the street. Drunk and crazy with the fuse to light, you know we'll declare war on every mailbox we can find. Oh, maybe it's time to take a few steps back from our black cats. Yeah, they hurt like crap when they go up near your thumb. When you set one off, maybe let the fuse and run.
Well, little Miss got picked up at the bar last night. Look at you, making friends, exchanging phone numbers, getting hit on. How'd that make you feel?
I didn't get hit on. Why is it getting hit on?
I don't know. You told me that you went to the bar to get a little takeout. You felt like Mexican for dinner last night.
Yes.
So you're standing there waiting, and there's someone sitting at the bar, you know, because the little pick-up-your-takeout counter is right there by the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they started chatting with you,
mm-hmm.
bought you a drink,
did.
Asked to exchange phone numbers. To me, that's being hit on a little bit.
No.
That's being picked up at the bar.
I don't think so. I think it was someone looking for a friend.
And this, by the way, let me add, was another lady.
It was a lady, and she was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I did exchange numbers with her.
I bet you did.
Why does that mean that you're being hit on? Can't someone just as an adult make a friend?
I suppose they can. But I mean, I wouldn't ever...
I know that.
Friends with anybody.
I know that.
And really, even I don't know that I would ever pick anybody up at the bar. That was never my style. I think it's hard to do. So I give this person great credit for striking up conversation, offering to buy you a drink.
Yeah.
I mean, you were only there about 20 minutes. So this this happened in fast succession. So.
It did. Well, how it happened was I was sitting at the bar because that's where you go. I went to order our carryout. Sure.
Now, you didn't order yourself a drink, right? So you weren't drinking at the bar.
No, I wasn't drinking at the bar, but I ordered a carryout when I was sitting there. And what happened was I was sitting in a chair and the ceiling started to leak at the restaurant because...
we go to classy places for takeout.
No. What happened was their air conditioning was running so much because it was so hot, it was just condensation.
Well,
so I had to move over a seat because I got dripped on.
And you're right next to this girl.
And so I ended up sitting right next to her and I made a little squeak when I got water dripped on my back because I didn't know what it was. And
mm-hmm.
so she was... we were laughing and that just... we just started talking.
Now, let me ask you some more exploratory questions here. Was this a person your age, younger, older than you?
She was probably my age. Maybe a little younger.
A little bit younger than
I
you.
I would say maybe a little younger.
And what attire are we talking about? Business attire? Casual? Club?
No, casual.
Summer attire?
Casual. Summer.
Summer attire.
Shorts and a t-shirt. All right,
not dressed up to dress to kill, you will.
No. Just sitting at the bar, having a margarita, having a drink, had some chips and salsa.
Now, here's the other thing about the difference between me and you. Even if I did want to go and make friends somewhere, everybody appears to be frightened to approach me. So you're very approachable.
You're a big, scary guy.
I'm not a scary guy. I'm very nice.
Okay.
Are you going to hang out with this person?
Probably not.
I have a feeling that she's going to reach out to you.
She might. No, she just exchanged numbers. She had never been to the restaurant before, so she was asking what I liked on the menu.
Right.
And I said, we come here often because I really like some of their food. And she said, well, if I ever come back here, I'll text you and maybe we can grab a drink. And she offered to buy me a shot of tequila, which I said, I'm not going to turn down a free shot, but...
you're paying, I'm drinking.
I really don't need a shot because it's a work night. But all right, I haven't had a shot of tequila in a very long time. And let me tell you, I feel it this morning.
You have more than one shot of tequila, the clothes start coming off. So
those are facts.
That could have been an exciting night for everybody involved.
That's not...
Hey, you come here often?
at all what happened.
You know what's really
Stop
funny?
Stop making it like that.
We just got a text message here. Somebody said, didn't Rochelle have a bartender buy her a drink? And Rochelle goes, oh, yeah, that was at a different Mexican
place.
That
was a different Mexican place.
He likes some Mexican food and, yeah. and the Mexican booze.
Yeah.
Cher or a Bear returns in a wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment. Four-pack of passes into Breakwater Beach, our listener appreciation party, which is happening next week, the 24th. Play Radio Supermatch for Counting Crows tickets this morning for the Hard Rock. We'll do that a little bit after 7. I do have to address something here briefly, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
For a long time about this time, Uncle Ross has done the horrible scopes. And yes. before he did it with us, he did it every place he's ever done the Ross stuff.
Right.
So every place Ross has been, he does the horrible scopes. But, you know, sometimes you got to retire something. People like to change their schedule and their workload changes and all this
sure.
sort of thing. So about, 2 weeks ago, we retired the horrible scopes.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a number of people saying, not that they like the horrible scopes.
Right.
I had one lady write and say, I just knew if I didn't brush my teeth by the time the horrible scopes came on to bedroom radio,
oh,
it was time for me to leave the house.
Thing. That makes sense.
I had another guy reach out and say, you would play those sound effects to try and get Ross to screw up.
Right.
That I don't know what the horoscope was, but that part was funny.
Right.
So I've had people that are, they seem disappointed because we'd been doing it for
There's
so long.
There's been a couple texts, yeah.
So I got to be honest with you. I'm now on the fence whether or not I'd like to bring it back or not. And if we bring it back, I can't ask Ross. To, I mean, I could ask him, but I don't know if he'll do it again. But we might need to do it. I don't know. However, I have a guy, and I guess he wants to be a radio guy or used to be a radio guy.
Okay.
But he loves horrible scopes. And he said he would, if Ross doesn't want to do it and we don't want to do it, he'll do it and send it to us for free every day. And I said, well, I can't have you work for free. He said, well, tell you what, I'll make you a little demonstration. This is what it would sound like. The guy calls himself Zach DeWack.
Okay.
This is real. I'm not making this up. Here you go.
It's Zach DeWack here with your official Robbie and Rochelle Horrible Scopes, where freedom rings, the ancestors side eye your text, and your star sign is probably late to the cookout.
If I mean, he's pretty good. You get the idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we get that guy to do it.
As long as I don't have to read him, because I feel like I'm reading a fortune cookie in gibberish. I just don't. I don't get it. I don't understand them.
A fortune cookie.
I don't
gibberish.
Know why Venus and Mars are colliding. That
no.
seems dangerous.
No.
That-
and here's the thing: people didn't realize Ross has no idea either. So.
I know.
So we may bring it back. I don't know. But thank you for the people that have reached out. And thank you to that guy. Peter is his real name. Calls himself Zach DeWack. Wants to be the Horrible Scopes guy. I thought that was great. So
if
I appreciate that.
If you need to read the horrible, you want them, I do have the site. Ross sent me the site.
Good.
I can text you the site. And I have sent it to a few people who have asked so that you can read your fortune cookie every single morning.
Why don't we get that posted right now on
the
Facebook page,
yes.
at 1071 The Boss, all right? Welcome to the wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again to play Cher or a Bear. Joseph, run that theme song, please.
Here it comes.
It's oh, I'm up there. Baby, I'm baby, if I could turn back.
Once featured on the cover of Radio Contest Magazine, it is time for the return of the world-famous, award-winning, heart-stopping contest.
Is it Cher?
Thank you, as always, Joey in Staten Island, for voicing
that's
that.
My favorite part of it.
And a Wonder Frog as well. Let's go to line number 3. Good morning, it's Boss. Who is this?
Robert.
Robert, how are you today?
Good, how you doing?
Good, sir. Where are you calling us from?
Middletown.
All right, Middletown. Robert in Middletown. He's ready to go. He was the first contestant through on Cher or Bear. So have you ever played before? Are you excited to do this?
Yes, I never played.
All right, good. So you know how it works. We will give you a question. One of them will relate to, or some of them relate to Cher. Some of them relate to a bear. You have to tell me which is which and get as many as you can in 30 seconds. If you get more than 3, you're instantly a winner here for Breakwater Beach Passes for the Boss Lister Appreciation Party coming up on June 24th, right?
20 seconds.
I got it.
Is we doing 20 seconds or 30 seconds, Joe?
We did 20 seconds. That's okay.
All right, Joe insists on 20 seconds.
20
Robert,
seconds.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm perfect.
All right,
he can
20
do
seconds.
It.
You get the clock ready to go, Michelle?
I
Rochelle?
Have it. Yep.
Rochelle has
we'll
your
start,
answers.
We'll start on the one, Michelle, underneath Ruxpin on the first page of clues. I didn't tell you which one to start with. That's where we're going to start.
Okay, are you saying the clues or am I saying the clues?
Oh, I was going to say the clues.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's good. All right, we have
right.
Joe do it.
Right.
This is good. You got the clock, though, Rochelle.
I got
right?
it.
All right, here we go,
clock,
Robert.
Yeah.
Somebody's
got to
count.
I got
Somebody's
it. I got
count.
It.
Okay, here we go.
And
all right, here
we go. Boom.
Mask.
Sure. Bear.
Ditka.
Bear.
Yellowstone.
Bear.
Cherokee.
Bear.
Smokey.
Bear.
That's
20.
Right, how many did he get there?
He got three. Your bells are all wrong.
What do you mean my bells are wrong?
What are you doing?
He got them wrong, and you're giving him the dings. He got his three and 20.
Which one did I get wrong?
He said Holt. He said Bear. That's Cher.
Yeah.
He said Ditka. He said Cher. That's Bear.
Ditka was Chicago Bears, right? Did I get that right?
He said Cher, though.
Oh, all right.
No.
Well,
you
Robert.
He got his three. That's all that matters.
You were wrong. He got three.
So did Robert win or not?
He won.
All right. Well, congratulations, Robert. Oh, my God. To get a four-pack of passes and a listener appreciation party on June 24th. Nice job.
That was stressful.
Do we want to do it again? I feel like we need to do another round.
It's fine. He got it. Don't make him do another round.
See, there's the that's the magic of Cher or a Bear. Yeah. That's it right there. It never goes well.
Never.
Ever.
I mean, it was...
Never.
This was worse than that. It was a disaster.
That was bad.
In the three years we did it in New York, in the 2 years we've been doing it here, it has never went well, ever.
No, it really...
Perfect.
I would say it borderlines on sucks, but that's okay.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's fun, though.
Robert, can you hang on the line? We'll get your information. The good news is you're coming out to party with us at Seaside, okay? Hang on.
People seem to love
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, I mean, guess so. All right, run the thing to get us out of here, Joe.
Oh, wait a minute.
Once featured on the cover of Radio Contest Magazine, It is time for the return of the world-famous, award-winning, heart-stopping contest.
Is it Cher or a Bear?
Yeah. By far the best part of the whole thing. By far.
And none of that was true, by the way.
No, I understand. I hope people don't think that this thing has won an award.
Oh my God.
What a mess. My car's a little trigger-happy on my dings here. I apologize.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert, for playing. There's a funny.
Do you have a buzz ding, or do you have it on the computer?
No, I got the computer thing.
It's on the computer. Oh, okay. That's why it's like
there's a delay sometimes. Yeah,
that's why it's a delay. Yeah.
Also, the second one, he said they're Halt. Was it Halt or Top? Is that what it was? I didn't know what the hell he said, so I.
No, I think that's her maiden name or something. I forget. I did these so long ago. Halt's her father's name or something. I don't know.
I got trigger happy and hit the bell.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's okay. It's fine.
Hit the bell again. There it is. So of course now it's right there. Got something out of Reader's Digest this morning. You know, I never leave home without it.
You can't.
People are sharing times they, quote, seriously misread social cues. There's also a Reddit thing on this where people are commenting. One woman said that she talked about the time she thought someone was having a garage sale, so she started shopping around in their garage. Turned out the homeowner's just cleaning out their garage and stuff in the front yard.
That's fantastic.
How much for this? Who are you? This is not a sale.
If that were me, I'd be like, how much are you going to give me for it?
Right.
Get rid of it.
Another guy said, this is similar to you getting picked up at the bar last night. Guy said he thought there was a woman that was coming on to him. It turned out she was a real estate agent because he was talking about how he was new to the area. She was trying to pass along her business card, find him a condo.
He was just hoping he was being hit on. That's what was happening there.
Isn't that embarrassing?
That's very embarrassing.
See, my misread cue is that I always assume people hate me.
Right.
I mean, it's true. I'll be talking to somebody, I'll think, man, I sounded like a dummy. They hated me. They didn't like anything that just happened there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you always say that.
So I ask you, and then you say, no, it's fine. Everything was fine.
You do. You're always very negative about if someone likes you or not.
Shocker.
Just about everything, really.
Sometimes they may hate you, but most of the time,
Now, when have we been somewhere and someone hated me? Has there been a time where you thought to yourself, yeah, they did not care for him at all? Has that happened?
I can't think of a specific moment, but yes, I'm sure that's happened before.
Every day around here.
Oh, yeah, you're talking to somebody here, definitely.
Let me tell you how mad Kermit is at me this morning. I had him in, he was DJing this morning, first thing. He was not happy about that. Oh, I just had surgery. Should I really be DJing?
Oh, come on. He had surgery like 6 weeks ago.
I'm telling you, this is what I got. This is what I got from him this morning.
Oh, my gosh. What a baby.
And then he's going to come back, and then he's going to have a wedding to go to. He's going to be neat off for 10 days.
Oh, yeah, the summer weddings. Yeah.
Has he got one coming up that he hasn't told me about yet? I didn't know this.
I don't know, but that's his MO, though.
That did happen last summer. Yeah, he had a wedding.
Summer before that.
Yep,
and the summer, he gets sick, and then he's out for like 5 days, and then I got a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, because last summer he went to one. It was like a Friday, and I said, okay, it's a destination wedding. You need Friday to off, and then there's the party at night,
Monday,
and then Saturday's wedding. But then Sunday, you get all day to get back. He wanted like Wednesday to Wednesday off.
Yeah.
Like the event is Friday, Saturday. What do you need all that to? Oh, I don't know. I'll get my talks, and we'll do that at night. What a jabroni, honest to God.
You should have heard those conversations with our former boss.
Yeah, I'm sure that didn't go well at all for him.
Oh, it was hilarious.
He's even less respectful with me.
Yeah, that's true. But that doesn't mean he hates you.
No, not at all.
I think that's the opposite. I think it means that he likes you, that he's comfortable enough to talk to you. And I think that's where you misconstrue people's emotions sometimes, because you think that someone, I think people are comfortable enough to say things to you and not that they hate you.
Comfortable enough to tell me, I need 7 days off.
Yes, if someone's being very fake with you, that means they probably don't like you.
Right.
I'm just annoyed now because I'm going to have to cover half of June because
First of all, June is halfway over now, but you don't know that that's going to happen, but I'm sure it is. You're right. It has happened every summer.
I'm upset about
every summer it happened, whether he has a wedding or not.
He's got a lot of friends, I guess.
Which is just staggering, isn't it? I guess Bambi from the Sayreville Strip Club is finally tying the knot.
Right.
All right, I got to mention this.
Bambi.
Congratulations, Bambi. Hope your kids do well. I got to mention this. Trump's company is now offering a new cellular phone service.
Yeah, do you hear this?
And I think it's a great deal. Here's the one part of it I don't like. The name to be, for a guy that's great at marketing, I think it's too close to T-Mobile. He's calling it T1 Mobile. You know, for Trump One, the Trump One.
Yeah.
It's too close T1 to T-Mobile. It's going to confuse people. But listen to this deal.
Maybe he's doing that on purpose.
$47.45 a month, you know, because he's the 47th and 45th president. Because, it's the kind of thing he'd come up with. For you get unlimited calls, text, and data. And they're also doing what they call similar to an iPhone. Similar to an iPhone. They're calling it the T-Phone, $499, which is about $500 less than a brand new iPhone.
Yeah, that's really... That is a good deal.
So and isn't there like roadside assistance along with it, too, and a bunch of other stuff?
That's right. Exactly right. Yep. And free calls to military bases.
Yep.
Well, why would those cost if you have unlimited?
I don't know.
Well, I think aren't there overseas charges to call overseas charges to call the base.
Right.
So if he fixes the name, I think he's got a deal here. I think that's great.
That's a really good deal.
I might have to get me a Trump phone. Can you imagine?
Is it going to be gold like his shoes? And you can have matching shoes and a matching phone?
Be gold. Oh, yeah.
It has to be.
You'd be
gold.
Looking styling.
Can't be any gaudier than this phone case I've got for myself here.
Your wicked phone case has got to come.
I get me the Trump phone.
Today's show is brought to you by Summer Bodies. Only 1% of the population have them, but we have to see them all day on social media.
Boss Big Show, we are Robbie Ann Rochelle with the crew, 107.1, 99.7 FM, anywhere on the Boss app through the Bluetooth. Joseph, Valerie's off today, Hunter's in. Kermit the Wonder Frog at his perch. Nor'easter Nick watching all the storms that look like they're moving mostly to the south, but we'll talk to him about that this morning. Mentioned to Rochelle, this is the second time, this is very strange, second time in as many years that somebody has asked me to be the voice of their celebration of life.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, a good friend of ours, unfortunately, his wife passed away. It was unexpected.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to write this thing. I want you to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you would say it was kind of a eulogy, but it was also, I kind of read her biography out loud, talked about stuff she'd done in her life.
Right.
And this they wanted me to do in person at this celebration of life. It was at a kind of like a non-denominational church.
Right.
So I said, all right. So I did this, and I did it in person. Got a note. Just 2 days ago, the guy said, I'd like you to record something for me. And I have a lot of friends, and sometimes I'll ask people and say, hey, I need somebody that can do a French accent. You want to do this? And they say,
yeah, man,
I'll do it for you. We got buddies that do those kind of things. Someone reached out to me and said, would you record something? I said, yeah, sure, I'll do that for you. Guy I worked with years ago. I read the thing a little more closely, and I went, because again, the same sort of thing talked about, and they want me to introduce myself and say, you know, we work together. I guess the poor guy has got some health issues, and he's getting his final preparations ready.
Right.
He wants me to read this audio, narrate this audio video thing that he wants played at his celebration of life, which is nice.
So he's setting up his own celebration of life.
That is correct.
And he wrote something.
Yeah, and he wants me to be the narrator of it. So it's like a little 15-minute thing with pictures from his life and his family.
Nice.
It's very nice, and I'm extremely touched and honored that he would reach out to me. We were friendly, but not somebody who's a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was very touched that he asked me to do this. I said, but on the other hand, I feel, it's just, it's sad and it's a little rough to read this thing knowing that this is going to run when the person is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Rochelle said, you know, I hate to bring this up, but that's probably an untapped lucrative market.
Yes, I really think it is.
And she said, you've got a voice when you, and then as he began his walk to college, he said, would you do that narrator voice?
Right.
You've got a really nice kind of...
You do. You've got a very nice tone when you're reading. And you're very good at sounding emotional without getting emotional.
Yeah.
I think that
Stoic is what they call it.
It's not stoic because you emphasize the right words and you put the right emotions into the words without getting overly emotional. And I think a lot of times in the case of our friend where you went there and read it in person, I think he was worried that if he got up there, he would be a blubbering mess because that was his wife. But he wanted these words to come out and he wanted meaning behind them. And I think that that is a hard skill to do. So I do think it is an untapped market to have somebody who could read your words and put the emotion behind them without making it sound stoic and not being overly emotional. I think that that really is a skill to do. So I think that there could be some money to be made here.
I think there is something to the commanding speaking voice, and I'm lucky. I do have a voice that my mother used to call me a megaphone mouth. You know, I have a voice
you
really don't have really to project. Well. If I project, you can hear me across the whole place. Yeah. So if you're going to tell me a secret, I better be whispering because you'll hear me, right? But on the other hand, I don't have a voice like Red Pepper or announcer guy who's got, rated PG-13.
Wait, you don't have a movie voice either, right?
So I can see why people would want me to do this, but I feel a little grisly about it. It's a little...
You're thinking about it wrong. It's not grisly.
Rochelle says, listen, call up a couple of banquet halls, some funeral places, and tell... I can't do that. I don't want anything to do with that sort of a thing.
But
It's grisly.
It's not grisly. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing for someone who wants their words out there. That it's not.
Why can't I do a book on tape or something like that?
Sure, you could do that too.
There's all kinds of narration. Saying, hey, Ken Burns, can I do the next documentary about football? Why do you want me to do celebrations of life? I'm going to be known as like Jack Kevorkian. I'm the DJ of death.
Well, they've already passed, most likely, if you're doing this. But I think it is an untapped market. There's already Audible. You think for a wedding, you have a DJ that comes out and introduces and does the names.
I know.
Sometimes they'll introduce the people doing speeches, but this is a place where you don't know who to ask to do something like that. Who do you trust? Why not have a paid professional do that for you? You know it's going to be done right.
Professional obituary narration.
Why is that bad? I think that's a great idea.
Berta was 87.
Great idea. You can get the words out for somebody who can't do it themselves, they want to write it.
She saw Springsteen in 73 before he was famous.
I think it's a good idea. I really do.
She got 17 grandkids.
Listen.
Seven of them are doctors. One of them's an F-up. I can't do that.
A great idea.
It is a great idea, but still, I can't do it.
All right.
I feel funny about it.
Well, I can do it, so I don't read as well.
You
as
also
you
have a very nice, soothing voice.
I know, but I get emotional, so if I start to read about somebody's past, even if I don't know them, I will start crying. And that's why I'm saying I think this is a good skill to have, because I couldn't go up there and see someone crying and not cry myself. Right. You can.
Right. That's stoicism. I can be very serious and get through what I need to.
But again, Where's Hunter? It sound emotional.
Hunter, you should do this. I don't know where he is.
Hunter
has that great, he's very soothing the way he speaks.
Yes. I don't know if he gets emotional when other people do, though.
The DJ of death, Robbie Bridges.
Listen, you got to make a buck anywhere you can these days, okay? Groceries are expensive.
I'd rather put on a tuxedo and play a junior prom again and do that sort of thing.
Do that then.
I don't want to be the voice of someone's celebration of life.
I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. It's just grisly. I don't know. Now, if we did the whole business where I did weddings and funerals, then I would feel less bad about it.
Well, sure, that's fine. I'm just saying I feel like this is something that's not offered. There's no... You don't see advertisements for let me be the voice of your memorial.
Yeah, how would I even advertise? How would I market that?
You would have to go to funeral homes and you send them demos of what you and say, you know, if you have someone who needs a reading done.
Listen here now, it's Baby Robbie. Baby Robbie wants to work. Listen here now.
Baby Bill.
I can't do that.
Okay.
It
is a good idea.
Michelle's like, I need some more Botox, so it's either going on the card or you're going to get another job.
Let's say it.
All right. So we got weddings and stuff. You know, Kermit's going to take the whole summer off. He's got his summer of weddings here. There's activists that are planning protests against the wedding celebration. Jeff Bezos, Mr. Amazon, and his new wife, Lauren Sanchez, or his soon-to-be wife. They're going to Venice. The activists say that Venice has become a playground for the rich, although it has a history of being a working man city, so they're protesting. They got no space for Bezos, get it? So they've been hanging banners and pasting stickers throughout the city to make him feel unwelcome when Bezos and her arrive.
He doesn't care. You're just making the city look stupid. He doesn't care.
Oprah, Katy Perry, and others are all expected to... Venice for the big wedding. I'll tell you, Kermit, if you get invited to the Bezos wedding, you can take off 5 days.
Yeah.
And you can do reports. Brad Blanks will probably be there.
He probably will be there. I don't know how he weasels his way into these things, but he probably will be there. I'd like to go to that wedding. Not because I care about either of them. I just know they're going to serve good food. It's going to be great bar.
Might be hard to see him because he's like six, about 5 foot six. He's like a teeny little
guy. His head's very shiny.
Might be
though.
Even shorter than that. I think he's maybe 5'3". He's a little guy. She's going to have heels on. Kermit, right. And anybody on the show who wants to go to the, gets invited to the Bezos wedding, you can have a week off. That's a promise.
Oh. Work on it.
Rochelle will be at the Persephone Holiday Inn. Like, yeah, I'm definitely in Venice. I'm right here by the pool. Hang on. I got to go. I got to go talk to Oprah. Here we go. Time for another exciting edition. Get to match with Rochelle. Play Radio Supermatch. We're playing for passes to see the Counting Crows 4th of July weekend, July the 5th, at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. First caller through would like to play with Rochelle. You're going to get 2 out of 3 matches. Radio Supermatch. 732-774-4444. Lines are open. 732-774-4444. Where are we going? We want to go to line one? All right, we'll go to line one. Good morning. It's the boss.
Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning. Who is this?
Barbara.
Where are you calling us from this soupy, humid day?
Eatontown.
Barbara in Eatontown is going to play Radio Supermatch. Where you don't have any plans for 4th of July yet, right? Because we want to send you to the Hard Rock to see the Counting Crows on July 5th, okay?
Okay, I have no plans.
Good. So,
all right.
So we'll get you a pair of tickets here, Barbara. You got to get 2 matches with Rochelle. So we will give you fill in the blank. You've heard us do Supermatch before. Now, don't give your answer until Rochelle puts hers in the slot. Then you give us hers. You make a match. You get 2 of them. You'll automatically be a winner. And if you need any help, I will go ahead and give you my best answer, because I don't have the answers in front of me either. There's no wrong answers here. So without Valerie, I'll sub in and I'll be your phone a friend if you need it, Barbara. All make sense?
Okay. All does.
Here we go. Number one, and remember, wait for Rochelle to scribble and put her answer in a slot. Number one, Melissa a blank. Melissa blank. Melissa blank. All right, she's in the slot. All right, what do you say there, Barbara?
Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge. What do you say, Rochelle?
McCarthy.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy. All right. That's both good answers.
That's okay. That's all right.
Both good answers.
We've got time.
Question number two. Jumbo blank. Jumbo blank. Rochelle in the slot. All right. Barbara, Jumbo blank. How do you answer that?
I can get some help, Robbie.
Say that again.
I said I could use your help on this.
You could use my help. I would say jumbo shrimp, Barbara. That'd be mine, but you can use that or use one of your own. It's up to you. I'd say jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp.
She's going with mine. Jumbo shrimp. Rochelle said
Jumbotron.
Oh, come on. Sorry, jumbo shrimp
jumbo
was the
shrimp
answer.
Was a good answer.
All right, we got 3 more here.
All right, so we can do this.
You got to get 2 of the next 3 here, Barbara. Blank,
okay.
Blank kitchen. Blank kitchen. Ooh, Rochelle's eyes have just widened.
Oh.
She's thinking about
blank
this.
Blank kitchen.
Blank kitchen. Yep. Blank kitchen.
Okay. All right.
Blank kitchen.
All right.
Is she in the slot? All right, she's in the slot. Barbara, blank kitchen. What do you say?
Hell's kitchen.
You need help again?
No, hell's.
Oh, Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen. Sorry, you cut out a little bit there. That's a good answer. Rochelle said?
I said Galley Kitchen.
Galley Kitchen? I was thinking Soup Kitchen
I'm
might
sorry,
be a good one.
Soup Kitchen.
All right, we got to get the next
Hell's
2 here,
kitchen
Barbara.
Hell's Kitchen was the answer, Barbara. You were right.
Got to get the next 2. Blank delivery. Blank delivery.
Okay. All right.
She's in. Blank
in.
Delivery, Barbara. What do you say?
Blank delivery. All right, Robbie, I need help.
I'm going to go with free delivery. Free delivery.
I like that answer.
All right, she says free delivery.
I like it too.
What, you said free? Boom! Hey. Look at that. Oh, man. I love when that happens. All right, let's hope we can get this one for the win. Jane blank. Jane blank. Rochelle's in. Jane blank. Barbara?
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe. Rochelle said?
Fonda.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. That's okay. There's no losers here on Radio Supermatch. You're a great contestant. I'm going to go ahead and give you those tickets anyway. Enjoy the Counting Crows at the Hard Rock 4th of July weekend. Okay, Barbara?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on the line. She's a great contestant.
Yes.
You went through all the questions there, so
she
I figured we had to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, Jane Fonda is a good
Jane
answer.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, I can't think of any other ones now.
Jane Doe is a good answer.
Jane Doe is pretty good.
I can't think of any.
I got another Jane on the tip of my tongue. It's Katie Kirk. I want to say Jane Pauly. That's what
Jane
I was thinking
Austen.
Of. Jane Austen. Yeah, Jane Austen is a good one. All right, let's do hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning at 7:20, 9:20 or so, we hear from moms, dads. We search that hashtag and we share them like this.
At Roman, Daisy said, I got a used bike so I could start riding bikes with my daughter to our local park. And guess what?
What?
They lied. You absolutely can forget how to ride a bike.
And she's down.
Yes.
She's hit a tree.
Melissa Mullins said, I bought a stroller for my cat because my 11-year-old desperately wanted to take the cat for walks. Mm-hmm. But now my kid has started to bail while the cat screams for his nightly walks. Guess who now looks like the crazy cat lady every evening?
Meow, 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 meow.
Take the cat for a walk. That's very nice.
They love it.
And Natalie Adamson said, my kid had fruit salad for breakfast. Frozen fruit salad. Popsicles. They had popsicles for breakfast.
Nothing wrong with that. Sounds refreshing.
There's fruit in there.
Better than pudding pops. Hashtag mom. God of fashions. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20 or so. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. You might be astonished and hear your own right here. Fast Five into birthdays next. Nick, do you have a prediction for what will be the hottest location today, the hottest town zip code?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say probably in the Browns Mills area. There in central Burlington County. That seems to be like a hot zone.
What's this thing called? A heat oval that's over a lot of the country right now?
Is that what it is? It's just flipping heat. Come on.
Well, isn't that a meteorological term? No?
I mean, it's just like bomb cyclone that was invented like 5 years ago.
Yes, I understand, but I think the National Association of Weather People are the ones who came up with it. So it wasn't like, wasn't Newsmax,
Ask me if I care.
Okay. Time now for Robbie and Rochelle in the morning's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We'll start at number five momentarily. Count our way down. Reminder, stay in touch with us on all the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio at 107.1 The Boss. Get the podcast wherever you get yours or right here at 107.1theboss.com. What's the latest thing you posted there on the Robbie and Rochelle page about Target already putting out the Halloween stuff?
Yes.
Be sure to check that out.
Ridiculous. I also posted a photo of me with my tiny hand.
Oh, that's right. The tiny hand photo.
Yes.
I took the photo.
It's tiny hand.
Well, pretty proud of it. Say, what is a Rochelle tiny hand photo? Well, that's a reason to like the page and follow it right there at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. All brought to you by the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local 9 of Central New Jersey. Plumbing, heating, cooling contractor. Looking for manpower? Well, call the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local 9, 732-792-0999. Tell Pat we sent you. Mm-hmm. He'll take good care of you. You can also find him online at ualocal9.org. /info. Number five. We'll start at number five today. Number five. Number five. All right. Number five. Stop it. Saying blank, too. Number five. Oh. He is the worst, isn't he? 42-year-old Texas man. You know everything's bigger?
Texas.
Had to call police. He discovered that his ex-fiance, he met a girl, asked her to marry him.
Yes.
They broke up.
Okay.
Found out that this woman, who he is no longer engaged to, broke it off, had married him anyway.
What?
Without him knowing about it, she somehow managed to convince a pastor and someone at City Hall to certify the paperwork, certify the union, sign all the stuff.
What?
Chief Corey Martin, this small Texas town, talking about this scam on this man who is married against his knowledge, against his will.
I was talking to the lieutenant. I said, I don't think in 23 years I've ever heard of anybody who managed somehow to get married to someone who wasn't present for a ceremony. I've talked to the victim, and he's going through a significant process to try to have to fix this at this point.
And that is just horrible, isn't it? First thing you got to realize it happens, then you go through the emotional strife of this, and then you got to deal with the paperwork to get out of it and the embarrassment that goes along with it.
I want to hear from her. Is she claiming that he was there and he is? This sounds to me like he's making this up because he just wants out of it.
Wants it annulled?
Yes. How does that happen?
Apparently, this is not the case. Now, I don't know whether or not he'd actually broken up with her or what it was, but both the person at City Hall and the pastor were both convinced that for some reason the man couldn't be present at the time. I don't know if she lied about his health or why he couldn't be there, but both of them do tell police that she showed up alone and she convinced him to...
Wow.
See, I feel like she must have paid him off. There must have been.
Yeah, there was something more. There's more to this story.
And even if they believed what she's saying, they still must have... You know, and by the way, thank you so much. Here's a $100 bill. You know what I mean?
Even people who are in the hospital are both present when they, I mean, they have ceremonies. There's no reason why two people would not be present for the marriage.
And not one,
That's
but two
crazy.
People. I can almost see if you have a relationship with your pastor, they might go for it. But someone at City Hall, they don't know you from a hole in the wall.
That is.
And there's serious legal repercussions if you certify a document as a notary that isn't, you're not certain is true. You know, you can sign a thing and say to the best of your knowledge. So, man, that's wild.
That's very scary that something like that has happened.
And she's walking around with the big ring on. Hey, y'all, we're hitched. And he's like, wait a minute, what? I dumped you. Wow. I broke up with you.
That's very, very scary.
That's Joe's worst nightmare right there. What happened? I didn't know I was married to you. You missed his story here? This guy, his ex-fiance married him anyway. Got everybody to fill out the paperwork. Now he's trying to untangle the whole thing. That's terrible. It's a nightmare.
That's very scary.
Number four, here's a new study that shows that a third of people believe, and that's a perfect example why, that romance is dead. On top of that, more than 25%, 26% of Americans say that they're bored with sex. They're tired of it. They're over it. They don't need sex in their life.
That's funny. We had another survey earlier this week that said that people are not having as much sex.
Less sex, especially the younger you are, the less likely you are to have sex. The older you are, the more likely you are.
Well, you got to keep it fresh.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the way it's the complete opposite of what it used to be.
Yeah, right. You kind of imagine that once, your grandparents have sailed off into retirement that, they might still love each other, but no one was expecting that there were shenanigans going on. But now you hear about it all the time. There was a story not that long ago, a nursing home. They had to bring in, they had to bring in the paramedics because everybody's
they were getting it on.
Right. Number three.
Villages.
The villages, right.
Exactly.
Need some antibiotics here. Grandma's got the clap. Oh, my God. Number three.
Jeez.
Netflix says you're going to reboot the classic series Land of the Lost. Mm. Will Ferrell, who you might remember did the movie reboot, which was horrible.
Yeah, that was not great.
Executive producer on this thing, but they're bringing in a young cast to bring it back to life. Now, the deal is they're a family, and they somehow time travel back to the prehistoric time. Remember this theme song?
Marshall, Will, and Oz.
That's great.
On the routine expedition.
Kind of like Gilligan's Island.
The greatest earthquake ever known.
Living in the Land of the Lost. Remember the dinosaurs, Joe, were like paper mache? It was just obviously fake. Terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Terrible.
Well, hopefully they have better graphics this time.
Yeah.
They had better graphics in the Will Ferrell one, but the movie itself, not great.
Can't be much worse than a trailer for that new Jurassic Park movie with Scarlett Johansson that's coming out. That looks just terrible. Terrible.
It's all the same movie over and over and over again.
Yeah, right. Why do I, get a new idea, Hollywood.
Now we get Scarlett Johansson running around in a wet t-shirt. Oh, that'll bring it. And it probably
will.
It probably will. Probably be great.
Yeah.
Bonus story. Would you stop hitting that thing so many times? It's too much. Sorry.
He's like a toddler, though. The more you tell him not to do it, the more he
Right. I'm going to shut the damn thing off. Should I do my own sound effects? Bonus story. Machine Gun Kelly, speaking of babies, has announced that his baby girl with Megan Fox, we've got a name now.
Oh, okay.
People has the exclusive. We have a name of
exciting.
The Machine Gun baby.
Uh-oh.
Saga Blade Fox Baker.
No.
Machine Gun Kelly's real name is Coulson Baker. That's the Baker. And I guess Megan Fox's real last name is Fox. That sounds like a stage name to me. So Saga Blade Fox Baker. Machine Gun
Saga?
Baby. Saga? Should have gone with Machine Gun Baby.
Like Saga?
Yeah, like the Lord of the Rings Saga.
Weird.
Not Sega like the video
right,
game. Saga.
Right, yeah. Saga. That would be worse. I don't know why Hollywood people insist on giving their kids crazy names. Do they just assume because they're rich they won't get made fun of? Because they will. They'll get made fun of.
Oh, yeah, because they sell these stories, these breaking news stories to people to reveal the name of the baby. And if the name was just Christine, John. It wouldn't be as interesting,
It's a baby's name. It's a person. They have to go through their whole life with this name.
Get the machine gun
baby. That's horrible.
Wouldn't that be funny? Machine gun baby. Put him in a little pinstripe suit, a little tiny guy. Machine gun baby.
That would be worse. I guess there are worse names.
Glock machine gun.
Glock?
Glock. Little baby Glock. Oh, little Glock is so cute. Number two, a tequila marinated turkey almost burned down an apartment building in Milwaukee.
No!
This past weekend, the oven got filled with tequila fumes. I guess there's a real recipe here that uses tequila for the turkey.
It's a drunk turkey.
They turned it up a little bit too high. The alcohol caught, and it caused the door to blow open in a fire in the kitchen. Firefighters had to remove the entire oven from the kitchen. Luckily, nobody hurt, but the damage expected to be in the tens of thousands of dollars to this person's kitchen there.
That is absolutely great.
Wow.
They blew up their oven with tequila. That's awesome.
See you later, alligator.
Imagine calling the insurance company on that one.
What happened? I put a little Tito's on my turkey, and now I got a problem. Yep. I blew out the oven. It's gone.
At least they weren't trying to fry the turkey in the kitchen. That could have been even worse, I suppose. Burned down the whole building.
Well, that would have been really stupid.
Well.
I mean,
And this is Milwaukee. This is the beer city. And what are they doing? They're using tequila.
They're using tequila.
What's that?
I mean, that's un-American is what that is.
You must have to burn the alcohol off first before you do it.
Probably.
In order to make that not happen. I just don't know how you would make that. I'm trying to think of a recipe because I do like to cook.
Sure.
How you would prevent something like that happening if it calls for tequila.
This is kind of like a mini food file here. I got two more food stories for you. Congratulations. Lay's has announced the winner of the Do Us a Flavor contest.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh,
yeah.
What is it?
They have selected Paula George of Sepulpla, Oklahoma.
Sepulpla.
Gotta love it.
Recipe. She won $1 million for coming up with the bacon grilled cheese flavored potato chips. Oh, my God. Does this look right?
That sounds good.
That could be good.
Yeah, that can't be bad.
Other flavors include Velveeta with lime and wavy gravy, Korean-style fried chicken. Those are the top three in the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest.
That's either really, really good or just absolutely uneatable.
Yeah. Some of the flavors they come up with, I would never even try. They just sound strange. That one I would actually try, but I generally just like plain potato chips.
That's Paula Sepulpla. Paula from Sepulpla.
$1 million.
$1 million grand prize.
That's amazing.
$500 for number two, $250 for number three.
Did they actually create the whole chip, or did they just come up with the concept for the flavor?
Awesome. No, they had to be submitted, and then they tried it out, and there was a taste test and all of that, and they picked the winners.
That sounds good. I would try that
They got professionals at Lay's. This is all they do is try these new recipes. The guys are big, slob, fat.
How do you get that job?
Yeah, sweating everywhere.
I'm a potato chip tester.
And number one, the U.S. government is updating its guidance on alcohol. Thank you, Robert F. Kennedy. They're now nixing the recommendation to limit yourself to one or two drinks a day. The verbiage now says simply drink in moderation. Simply drink in moderation.
Really?
Yep. You don't need to keep it to one to two.
News.
Uncle Sam says so.
That's great news.
This should be the biggest news story today. This should be on
great news.
Front page of the New York Times. Let's go. Government says it's fine.
Okay, baby.
Let's get hammered.
Good job.
Thank you, Bobby. Thursday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Macklemore, 42 today. Zoe Saldana has a birthday. Mia Sara, remember she was Ferris's girlfriend Sloan in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? She's 58 today.
Wow.
Paula Abdul, 63. Mark from DeBarge is 66. Kathleen Turner is 71. Ann Wilson's got a birthday today. Percy, Juneteenth federal holiday today. It is National Garfield the Cat Day and National Watch Day. Send him out to Papula there. He tries that bacon grilled cheese. I think Garfield would like that a lot, you know?
Do you know who Kathleen Turner is?
Yeah.
Peggy.
Oh, that's right.
Peggy.
See, Peggy. For Peggy's a good Mary. Peggy. That's 2 days in a row you whipped out that lame brain Nicolas Cage impression.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Now, we're going to talk food today. I guess, we're doing like a mini food file here. Talk food today. What is the American, the USA equivalent of bringing out the spaghetti in front of an Italian? I'm going to say
breaking the spaghetti?
You're breaking the spaghetti. Yeah. I'm going to say it's hamburgers, right? Hamburgers and hot dogs, right? What's more all-American than that?
Yeah, got to be, yeah.
Got to be that.
I think this means like, what's the faux pas that you shouldn't do? Like putting ketchup on a steak.
Oh, it's
like
a faux pas.
You're not supposed to break the spaghetti. You don't do that when you're
break.
You don't break the spaghetti.
Oh, I see what you mean there. So what's the thing you do in front of someone who's this is their traditional
right.
meal?
Right. So like for Americans, you don't put ketchup on your steak.
So it's not like you're an American person bringing out spaghetti and they're like, "What are you doing?"
Right. Right.
All right. I got
this.
You.
Is like what do we not do to our food? Like it would be. Breaking spaghetti.
How about me thinking that sushi comes from a Chinese restaurant? Would that be an example of this?
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
I always say that. I'm like, go to the Chinese place, get the sushi. He's like, that's not where they sell that. All right.
Putting ketchup on a hot dog, that drives me absolutely insane.
Well, especially if you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Drives me insane.
See, I like ketchup on a hot dog, but if you have a Chicago dog, you can't do that. You cannot do it.
Of course, there's the Hawaiian pizza, which has been debated many times on this program.
Yeah. Putting pineapple on pizza.
Yeah. All right, you get the idea here. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us at 1071 The Boss on the socials. That's it. That's your He Said.
She Said.
Our favorite answer this morning gets a 4-pack of passes into our listener appreciation party. So think about it carefully, then call us. All presented by the Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Tickets now. AxelrodArts.com. Answers are next. Real easy to connect the Bluetooth in the car, too. Listen on the Boss app. We appreciate you keeping the radio on all day at work. 52 minutes of nonstop music. We play classic hits and more. Some great summer tunes, too. A lot of summer tunes on a hot day like today. Those sound real good on the radio. Michelle will have your Boss business of the day just before 1 o'clock. Then she does the Blue Plate special. If you are listening at work, please let her know today. Then keep it on for the Kane Show this afternoon. 4-4 countdown, Tool or Rule. That happens at 3:20, and it'll open the Boss ticket window. Win them before you can buy them tickets to go check out Devo at the B-52s. Love Shaq, baby. It's as big as a whale. PNC Bank Art Center. So get those tickets this afternoon, too. 107.1 The Boss. Our He Said.
She Said.
Talking food today. It's kind of a foodie show. A lot of food stuff going on. Mm-hmm. American equivalent of breaking spaghetti. You've heard that you're not supposed to just put it in and let the pot kind of let it go into the water, boil, get al dente.
If your pot's not big enough, it'll go down.
Right.
Don't break it.
It's the equivalent for American bozos like us.
Yes.
Equivalent of breaking spaghetti in front of an Italian. 732-774-4444. This one requires a little thought.
Yeah, it does a little bit. But also, you think of the things that irritate you about food, and that's kind of the answer.
Right.
Chase said eating fried chicken with a fork and a knife.
Yeah,
that's good. You just pick it up and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
James said dipping French fries in mayonnaise.
That sounds good. I've never done that before. I would try. I guess it's gauche, but
well,
I would try it.
If you think in an aioli.
Yeah.
I mean, they serve like truffle fries with an aioli, and that is mayo.
Right.
I don't know if I agree with that. Right. I don't know if I agree with that one. Whitney said slicing a sub sandwich in half vertically. Yeah, you know, that would be weird.
There's a whole thing online. You can find people debating the right way, the proper way to cut a sandwich, and then a whole other discussion about slicing up a sub.
Yeah. You don't slice it vertically. That'd be weird. 4594 said putting ketchup on a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, that defeats it's not a Philly cheesesteak anymore.
Right. And then it's just like a steak sub, but even then you're putting the ketchup on there. Dave said using almond milk and country gravy for biscuits like my wife tries to do to me.
Well, maybe you're lactose intolerant. Yeah, you don't know it.
Yeah, it does give it a different texture and taste, though.
Trying to get rid of the stench in the house.
7773 said drinking warm soda.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin said calling sauce gravy. Cody said taking a bite out of a Kit Kat bar instead of breaking it into pieces. Correct. You break it in pieces. Robbie does this. He just will eat it. Like
the Kit Kat
savage.
Bar?
He's a savage.
I like the Kit Kat. I want to get to it.
Eat it like that.
I'm not big into foreplay. Let's just eat the Kit Kat.
And 6726 said whatever Jim did to that American pie or to that apple pie in American pie.
You ever think about that? He's probably got...
No,
apple glaze in places you don't want to imagine. Couple lines hanging on here. Let's get into these.
Don't eat your pizza with a fork and knife.
Don't do that.
That's a good answer. Hi, it's the boss. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, sir. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Great.
As far as what you're doing now, I'm thinking ketchup on a steak.
Yeah.
Ketchup on a steak. See, Joe said hot dog, which I'm not sure I agree, but ketchup on a steak is a great answer.
Can't do it. Especially if it's a well-done steak. I mean, that's just double bad.
I wouldn't even put the A1. If it's a well-done steak, maybe a little salt and pepper, that's it. A little butter. Come on.
That's it. Salt and pepper, nothing else.
The only
thing better on a steak is another steak.
God bless America. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
732-774-4444. That might be in a contender for best answer this morning, ketchup on a steak.
I mean, it was my answer, so yeah.
Oh, did you say that earlier?
I did.
Well, maybe I'll just
but
give
it
you...
But it's a good answer.
I'll make you go work the Boss Lister Appreciation Party rope line. I'll make
That's
you
fine.
Do it.
That's fine.
American equivalent of breaking spaghetti in front of an Italian, eating sushi at a Chinese restaurant. You get the idea. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss's socials.
If you want to live longer, have better focus, and maybe avoid yelling at that broken printer today, try drinking
black coffee.
That's right. Studies show that people who drink
black coffee
have a lower risk of heart disease, diabetes, and becoming a Monday meme. It's just hot water and roasted bean juice. No syrups, no whipped cream, just
black coffee.
Live longer, scream louder, sip smarter.
Coffee.
It's He Said.
Hello.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Talking food, though. American equivalent of breaking spaghetti in front of an Italian. See where we're going with this? 732-774-4444. It's funny, the food ones are some of the ones that always generate the firmest positions, strongest opinions.
Definitely.
Lines open to caller, text at 1071 The Boss. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and follow us while you're there for the love,
definitely.
Will you?
0278 said, dipping really good pizza in any type of sauce, like a good New York or New Jersey pizza, dipping it in ranch. I don't understand that at all.
It was never not something I ever did, but then Rochelle said, here's why I like it. Yeah, the ranch is tasty in and of itself, but if you get that hot pizza and you're impatient like I am, you know Grandma used to say, stop this heat. Wait a second. It's going to cool out. Don't burn your mouth. I can't wait. You dip it in the ranch. You can eat it right away.
I love ranch.
It's good.
I love ranch.
But that's an added benefit of the ranch is that it cools the pizza down.
But I will say, if you have a really good piece of pizza, I won't dip it because I want to taste the pizza. But if you have a really good ranch to go with it, you got to just try, at least for the crust. If there's no flavoring on there, I live to dip. It's so good.
Those are lies. You absolutely would use ranch no matter what the pizza. Gourmet or not.
I love ranch on pizza. I know it might be a sin to you, but I love it. Ray said putting ice cubes in milk.
I could see that.
It waters it down, yeah. Joe said bringing a six-pack to an AA meeting.
By the way, what about putting ice cubes in red wine?
No.
White wine doesn't bother me, but the red wine,
no.
What you're looking for is a rosé.
Yeah.
Don't use a Cabernet and then put, don't do that.
Here's the thing. Here's what, if you like it cold or you like it chilled, because I told this to Ray. I said, I used to do the ice cube thing too until I got older. What you've got to do, you got to just put the glass in the freezer for a little bit and then pour it in there, and then you'll get that cold frothy without having it watered down.
Or you're going to be obnoxious faux fancy people like us and get the wine cooler and then keep the wine at 50 degrees.
But even then, after the wine has been out for a few minutes, it can get room temperature, and if that's not what you're looking for, I understand.
And hold the glass with your fingertips or at the stem.
Yeah. That's
couple,
too much.
Couple more here.
1248 said, calling a bacon, egg, and cheese an egg, bacon, and cheese. I agree. There's a right order there. 5719 said, using any other bread other than Wonder Bread for a peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Wonder Bread is the best, but I think it's okay to use something else.
You don't want to use wheat bread with a PB&J. You don't want to do that.
Mitch said kind of the same thing, beer with ice.
Yeah, that's gross.
Don't do that.
That's gross. It'll give you a stomachache.
Tom said leaving meat on chicken wings. Mm. Bridget said washing a cast iron pan with soap and water.
See what I said? Strong opinions here, huh?
Ashley said raisins in potato salad.
Yep.
I had an aunt who used to do that. It was so gross. Yeah. John said making and serving brisket without any dry rub or sauce.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd get all your teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'm not big on that stuff, but I agree with that too.
Nathan said, I once saw a guy roll a New York style pizza from tip to crust and eat it like a burrito. I think my soul left my body.
I do like to do the fold, but give me a kicker here.
And 6225 said ketchup on the Thanksgiving dinner table. Turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes never need ketchup.
Hey, can I have an LTB? It's a BLT. Don't put the letters in the wrong order. What are you doing? What's your favorite answer here? Breakwater Beach, Boss Lister Appreciation Party next week in Seaside, Casino Pier, June 24th.
There's a lot of good answers, but I think ketchup on the Thanksgiving table is...
You going with that one?
I don't know. I think that's true. I guess a lot of people have a strong opinion on the ranch with ketchup. I just don't necessarily... Or the ranch with pizza.
Right.
I don't know. I'm between those two. What do you think?
You got to pick. I got no say. Seems like last year wins, though, the past couple of days here.
I'll go ranch with the pizza, because there's more people who have said that than the ketchup with Thanksgiving.
I knew ranch was going to be involved.
I like that one.
Keep that going on the Text Connect. A lot of funny answers. Maybe add yours in there on the Facebook page, Instagram, at 1071 The Boss. You're he said.
She said.
Thank you. Still trying that on. Well, I guess Broadway's the place to be. All the celebrity sightings on Broadway.
You know,
that big George Clooney, Good Night or Good Luck. Mm-hmm. Jeff Goldblum attended the show. He gets invited backstage to go meet George, which is exciting enough.
Yes.
And who does he run into? Paul McCartney.
Oh, no big deal.
Jeff said he was totally starstruck by the encounter. Paul asked him to take a selfie together. Said the two of them talked about how he's loved Paul's music since he was just a kid. And Paul said, gee, I thought we were the same age. But no. Paul turned 83 yesterday. Jeff Goldblum is about 70. So
he's
69. So he's pushing 70 later this year. Can you imagine? You go in there, you think you're meeting George Clooney. Exciting in and of itself. And you come out of the bathroom, wash your hands. There's Paul. Why does this seem to happen? Joe has met Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie has met Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I know at least 5 or 6 other people I can think of have all met Paul. Everybody just run. And nobody gets invited to meet Paul. They just run
just
into
happens.
Paul. Why haven't I met Paul?
Because you want to. You have to not want to. You have to just get over it. And then that's when you'll just see him walking down the street one day.
Do you know my ex, the first singer, claims to have had dinner with Paul?
Okay, she claims to have done a lot of things.
Well, she said she was at a place, and she's eating, and she was by herself because she was trying to, you know, she would do these cabaret things where she'd sing against people's will. And then he comes in with his wife, Nancy, and sits down next to her. In the end, they ended up talking and having dinner right next to each other.
Okay.
You don't believe that story?
Not even.
Do you believe Joe's story that he ran into him on the street outside of 30 Rock?
That I do believe.
Everybody's met Paul except me. I got to figure this out.
We'll make it happen.
You keep saying that, and I have faith in you, but yet I still have not met Paul. You're out there buying tequila shots of people.
I didn't buy it. It was free.
Get me an audience with Paul, and if you can.
I haven't met Paul.
Photoshop me in, will you?
I can do that. That I can definitely do.
This is an absolutely true story that has nothing to do with anything, but since he's back at Radio City this weekend, should there happen to be a photo of Rochelle with Hugh Jackman?
You shush.
On her socials. Hugh Jackman playing tomorrow night and Saturday night. She's going to go with the ruse that she got backstage. She's been working for weeks on the perfect angle, the perfect shading to try and fake a photo with Hugh Jackman.
How dare you? How dare you?
And what I'm saying is I want you to do the same thing for me and McCartney, okay? Be a birthday selfie for Paul and I.
How dare you?
Letting the cat out of the bag.
I've been working... Seriously, for like 2 weeks on that picture.
Don't worry. Nobody listens to this show. You'll
How
be
dare
fine.
You?
Nobody listens at all. We're fine. Thank you, Kermit. I got another musician story. This is another musician story, and how does it affect me? Okay. There's a Paul story. How about an Ariana Grande story? And she was, wasn't she just in the movie with Jeff Goldblum? He's in the movie, isn't he?
Yeah. He's the wicked wizard movie,
in the next Wicked movie. Ariana says that she is now going to be selective about movie roles. She is focused, determined to accept a role that will win her an Oscar. She wants to be an EGOT, someone that wins an Emmy, the Grammy. I think she's got the Grammy. Mm-hmm. She's working on the Tony she hasn't done yet, so she'd have to go on Broadway. She says, I'm going to be savvy and I'm full of motivation and studios are eager to work with me. Boy, she's humble too, isn't she? Now you say, how does this affect me? I want an award. I've never won an award for anything. I want an award. We've won People Choice Award, which I greatly appreciate.
That's an award. Like the best isn't that an County. Award?
Yeah, but that comes from people. I want the industry to give me an award.
Why? So the industry doesn't know their...
Ass from their elbow?
Yes. Yes. That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say
ass from their elbow.
Yes.
I want a fake picture with Paul, and I want a fake. Can you get me a? Let's do that. Let's go to Things Remember. Get me a fake award, and I'll just tell people because nobody checks on these things. Get myself a fake award.
I think
I got to be more. I say this all the time. I got to be more forward, like Ariana Grande, and just tell people I want an award. I want the recognition because yes, that's I'm not humble. I'm like her. I'm telling you outright. I want the award, and I want the Paul picture. What say you to that?
I hate to burst your bubble, but Things Remembered is no longer.
Oh, really? That go out of business? Is there anything left at Brunswick
There's
Square, for the love
left.
Of God? There's nothing there. It's a wasteland.
Every day you wake, every call you make, hey, for goodness sake, know that it's no mistake, they'll be watching you. Any poem or prose that you may compose, every picture shows, Anthony Weiner sure knows, they'll be watching you. Mean to slam TikTok or Instagram, but what you did in school can come back and make you look like a fool. So wear swim trunks in the pool. Everything on X your ex can make complex. She said you paid for sex, not knowing her name was Rex. She was watching you. Whatever ain't allowed is somewhere in your cloud. They'll be watching you. They'll be watching you. So you hit delete, thinking you can cheat. But there you are, sprinkling SNS on your feet. When you were 21, thought you were having fun. 'Twas a joke when you yelled, Proud Boys number one. You thought you were king. No disgrace he would bring. Well, let me tell you, Jeffrey Toobin thought he was watching.
Nick, I save this for you because I like to aggravate you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Pew polling research people are out with a new survey on Americans and how they get their news.
Yeah.
They said 48% of people say they get news and weather information from an app, but 54% say they get it from Facebook or YouTube. So,
well, I mean, that's good.
Is that good?
That's good because that's my entire business.
Oh, all right. Well, I was trying to aggravate you. I guess that's right. You are on all the apps.
This is actually wonderful news because I'm trying to kill legacy media. You know,
what are you doing here?
I know. I love radio. Radio is always going to be here, but TV, a major market TV and national networks. That's all dinosaur stuff by now.
That's right. Down with WNBC. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, you know, down with the man. You know, it's all
fight the
owned,
power.
Owned by faceless mega corporations. So
that's right.
I'm all anti that.
You know what I'm just thinking? You said it's 83 at your house. It's 78 here at Boss HQ. So I'm thinking to myself, we should, you know how we say Boss HQ is what we say when we do the temperature? We say here at the beach because we're close enough to the ocean that these are kind of sort of, we're not on the beach, but we could say we are.
No, the oceanic influence goes in about 8 miles. So you're definitely in that zone.
Look at that. And we got a little Greek mythology out of Nick, too, because he's talking about Hades. So here in hell, it's 83 degrees.
We like to be well-rounded, you know?
Thank you, Nick. Finally, Friday show tomorrow, the freak-out, fun facts, dumb crook news. He said.
She said.
At 7:50, real or fake for Counting Crows tickets and more. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.